Right now on VFN TV, have you heard about the Trump prophecies, the Trump commander-in-chief prophecies? We're about to have that on our program. Also, Mary Colbert, she's on the Faith Advisory Board for the president. We're going to hear what he's saying about prayer. And finally, we're going to go find out what businesses are doing to impact their community, a power-packed program right now.
Will have no choice but to say what I want them to say. Newsweek, what I want to say. The View, what I want to say.
Let's just all hope that Donald Trump is a good president of the United States. He's our president, and we need this country to be one run well.
But the Spirit of God says, yes, he may have hot blood, but he will bring the walls of protection on this country in a greater way.
We've achieved a record reduction in illegal immigration. Did you see at the southern border? 75%.
It shall come to pass that the man that I place in the highest office shall go in whispering my name. But God said when he enters into the office, he will be shouting out by the power of the Spirit, for I shall fill him with my Spirit when he goes into office, and there will be a praying man in the highest seat in your land.
Well, Donald Trump has expressed to the committee, the faith-based committee that he has expanded on, that when he, by the time he leaves office, he wants to be remembered as the most praying president in history.
We invite all Americans to join us as we continue to pray for those who have lost family members and friends, and for those who are suffering from this great crisis. We're going to be signing a day of prayer.
Mr. President, I think it goes without saying that at a moment like this, we all come together as Americans. We all bow to Almighty God. We ask for his grace and his mercy over those who are affected. And most of all, Mr. President, we thank you for acknowledging that ultimately it is God who is the source of our unity as Americans. And I thank you for issuing this proclamation. Thank you.
It's been called the most evangelical cabinet in history. Men and women who don't mince words when it comes to where they stand on God and the Bible.
Has this been done before in a cabinet formally?
I don't think there's been a cabinet Bible study in America in at least 100 years.
It is time for you to receive the knowledge of the glory working in you and through you, so that everywhere you go, you walk with the glory of God, because you are the glory of God.
You know, the last day's language of the Holy Spirit is dreams. He said, well, it was just a dream. What do you mean, just a dream? Who knows what angels had to fight through to break into your world? To give you their thoughts, and you just say, it's just a dream. I think the church needs to stop saying, it's just a dream.
If the righteous many do not confront the wicked few, then evil will triumph.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Well, our hearts are continuing to go out to the victims of Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico. And we just thank God for our president, President Donald Trump, that went down there to make sure things were going just right. As a matter of fact, let's take a look. Is that not encouraging to see the leader of your nation, the one that you selected, that we selected to be the president of the United States, is there making sure our citizens in Puerto Rico are being taken care of, bringing in the just a full force of the government plus coming in? And it's just so exciting to be able to see that. Let's continue to keep them in our prayers. Also stand with Operation Blessing and Samaritan's Purse, who is there taking care of personal needs as well. Well, listen, I don't know if you heard about this or not. It's called the Commander-in-Chief Prophecies, the Trump Commander-in-Chief Prophecy. It was a word that was spoken to Mark Taylor. He's a retired firefighter. And God spoke to him about this particular word, you know, telling him before President Trump became president that he would be the president and these particular things would take place. As a matter of fact, this is Mark Taylor now giving that prophecy that came originally in 2011. Let's hear what it was.
You know, this is so important that I would like you to, and you have your book of the prophecies that God's given you, I would like you to read that Commander-in-Chief prophecy. That's what you called it.
Absolutely. It was April 28th, 2011, and it says, "The Spirit of God says, I have chosen this man, Donald Trump, for such a time as this. For as Benjamin Netanyahu is to Israel, so shall this man be the United States of America. For I will use this man to bring honor, respect, and restoration to America. America will be respected once again as the most powerful and prosperous nation on earth other than Israel. The dollar will be the strongest it has ever been in the history of the United States and will once again be the currency by which all others are judged. The Spirit of God says the enemy will quake and shake and fear this man I have anointed. They will even quake and shake when he announces he is running for president. It will be like the shot heard across the world. The enemy will say, what shall we do now? This man knows all our tricks and schemes. We've been robbing America for decades. What shall we do to stop this? The Spirit says, ha, no one shall stop this that I have started. For the enemy has stolen from America for decades and it stops now. For I will use this man to reap the harvest that the United States has sown for and plunder from the enemy what he has stolen and return it back sevenfold to the United States. The enemy will say, Israel, Israel, what about Israel? For Israel will be protected by America once again. The Spirit says, yes, America will once again stand hand in hand with Israel and the two shall be as one. For the ties between Israel and America will be stronger than ever, and Israel will flourish like never before. The Spirit of God says, I will protect America and Israel, for this next president will be a man of his word. When he speaks, the world will listen and know that there is something greater in him than all the others before him. This man's word is his bond, and the world and America will know this, and the enemy will fear this, for this man will be fearless. The Spirit says, when the financial harvest begins, so shall it parallel in the spiritual for America. The Spirit of God says in this next election, they will spend billions to keep this president out. It will be like flushing their money down the toilet. Let them waste their money, for it comes from and is being used by evil forces at work. But they will not succeed, for this next election will be a clean sweep for the man that I have chosen. They will say things about this man, the enemy, but it will not affect him. And they will say it rolls off of him like the duck. For even as the feathers of a duck protect it, so shall my feathers protect this next president. Even mainstream news media will be captivated by this man and the abilities that I have gifted him with, and they will even begin to agree with him, says the Spirit of God.
Whoa, that was fast, was it not? We're going to break that down for you. It's a very powerful word. We're seeing it actually come to pass. You know, Amos chapter 3, verse 7 in the Bible lets us know that God does nothing unless he reveals it first to his prophets. And so how you know where a prophet is true or not, whether the actual word comes to pass. And we're seeing it come to pass. It's amazing. It's called the Trump prophecies, and it's very exciting. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, we're going to hear from the faith board advisor. Her name is Mary Colbert. She's Dr. Colbert's wife, actually, and she heard this word and she just ran with it. We're going to hear what the president has said to her specifically about what he wants for his presidency and to be known about. It's very encouraging to be able to see it, and we're going to break this prophecy down a little bit slower, so we can all talk about it and really think about the goodness and pray about this word coming to pass. Make sure you join us after the break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN-TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube. I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFNTV and the David Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And it's just something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partner for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are talking about the Trump prophecies, the Trump commander-in-chief prophecy that was given to Mark Taylor, and we just heard it, and Mark's like reading like a machine gun fire, a little bit faster than our brains can think.
Don't you love it when the Lord just, you know, brings us in on what he's doing?
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, it's, you know, we're familiar with having those words for a long period of time, and you're waiting for him, it's like, here it is, and you just crank it out, you know, and that's when it's happening at that point. Well, first I want to hear from Mary Colbert. She's the wife of Dr. Colbert, and she is speaking about, because when she first heard, what happened was Mark Taylor went to the doctor. His doctor happened to be Dr. Colbert, and he gives him the prophecy. And if you haven't read the book, Trump Prophecies, you got to get the book. You know, that's where I heard about it in the book. And he gives the prophecies to the doctor, and the doctor's just thinking it's a medical records. And he goes on about his business, and long story short, the doctor begins to prophesy over him, and then that leads him to go, well, that's what I just gave you. I thought this was your record. No, that's the word. And so he gives it to his wife, Mary Colbert, and God just touches her heart and says, you know, this is God. I can feel it inside of me. And she started a whole prayer network across the nations, and or the nation, and had a prayer network going to pray over this word, because she knew that President Trump would be elected as president. The Lord told me October 2016 that he would be president. And so he told a lot of folks that he was going to be the president. And we're seeing the Trump prophecy breaks down what actually happens in that presidency. Because, you know, just because he told me he's going to be president, didn't tell me how it was going to turn out. And this Trump prophecy lets you know how things are turning out. As a matter of fact, let's go to Mary Colbert, and she's talking about what President Trump said to her. Okay, this is the prophecy was before he got in office. Now he's in office. What is the president who was prophesied over that he didn't even know about at the time? Mm-hmm. What is he saying to his faith advisory council? We'll check this out. Exactly what the word said.
You're on the spiritual advisory committee of President Donald Trump. What can you tell me? I want to know that I might not know.
Well, Donald Trump has expressed to the committee, the faith-based committee that he has expanded on, that when he, by the time he leaves office, he wants to be remembered as the most praying president in history.
What a legacy. Well, so what would you say to someone that saw all that stuff from his previous years on TV that looked very bad? I mean, really bad. What would you say?
You know, I agree. I know that during the election toward the end, when things were beginning to heat up and videos and audios came out about him, even I, as a female, I remember feeling like somebody kicked me in the chest hearing that. But I also had heard what God had to say about him. I hadn't personally encountered him yet. I hadn't been around him personally yet. So I was trusting on the word that I believe was the word of God, and that God knew something about him, especially in the prophecy where it says there will be something in him greater than you even can imagine. So I'm trusting in that word that there's something about Donald God sees that we don't know. He looks upon the heart. And so for me, I can tell you, Donald Trump is not the same man that you are hearing about from his past. He has had a radical change in his heart. He has had a heart change toward the things of God and the people of God. And he is surrounding himself with prayer warriors. And he is expanding that advisory board.
There's some called jailhouse religion where people do something because it's politically expedient to get out of jail or et cetera. Do you see this as sincere? Faith is sincere, really.
You know, there is no doubt in my mind he is sincere. I can tell you his desire for even the National Day of Prayer, where our previous president didn't even go to it. He has requested that the National Day of Prayer be brought not into a hotel. He wants to bring it into the White House.
I can tell you this. Before he won the presidency, I had the privilege of meeting him in person. And I saw someone that I did not see on television, although I watched him on television. I saw a warmth in his heart that didn't come across. I saw something, and this may surprise you. I saw a father's heart. Now, we know what he did in the natural. I mean, the fact that his children have such honor and respect to him. But you know what? Our nation needs a president that we honor and respect. And I know many of you haven't seen that, but I saw that in him. And I have to report what I saw.
I just love Sid Roth. If you get a chance to watch his program, I think he's on 24/7 now on his own YouTube channels. Also, he's on all the different Christian social networks and this network. But as a matter of fact, I saw his first interview. He was a year old in the Lord, and Catherine Kuhlman, as some of you guys might know, was interviewing him. And, of course, he was very together, and she was flamboyant. It was something. So, listen, so this is huge, the Trump prophecies. I mean, you're looking at this thing unfold before us. And if you would have saw David when he first got the word, he had a lot of things that were going to happen in his life before that took place.
It's called process.
Process. You know, if you're going to see, and I'm not saying that Donald Trump is David, but I'm just saying every one of us goes through process.
Sure.
When you get close enough, you see the clay on anybody. But God puts us all surpassing power in jars of clay to show that it's him and it's not us. And God's saying, I put this man here. And we're seeing that word fulfilled. You're seeing it take place. And everybody was kind of shocked who were thinking it was going to go a different way. And it's like, hey, this is a God thing. It's what God's doing. So let's just break that prophecy down a little bit, because that was pretty fast. And we want to just talk about it a little bit slower and kind of like, what does a cow do? They kind of chew it a little
chew
bit.
It.
Let's just chew on that word a little bit, and let's find out, you know, and get hopeful. And also think about, well, I want to get an agreement like Mary Colbert did. She got an agreement with what God says. So often people are waiting for prophecy to come true when all along in their heart they don't agree with it.
Yeah.
And it's like you get the reward when you honor the prophet, when you receive that word.
That's right.
So for the president to do well is for you as an American to do well.
That's right.
If his economy goes well, he's heading up your economy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when illegal immigration goes down by 70% or so, that's people that are not coming in the country illegally. But when legal immigration goes up, that's great for our economy. What's going on? So it's, if he does well, we do well.
You can do well, absolutely.
So let's, John, let's just take this down for a moment. And it's called the Trump Commander-in-Chief Prophecies. And let's just read that and just take, you know, break it down a little bit.
The Spirit of God says, I have chosen this man, Donald Trump, for such a time as this. For as Benjamin Netanyahu is to Israel, so shall this man be to the United States of America. For I will use this man to bring honor, respect, and restoration to America.
So that's what's, let's go back. We're going to talk this over. Go back mm-hmm. to that one. There you go. So you're looking at, this has come in the past. This word has come in the past. I mean, how many people right now, if you see the United Nations, when our president spoke to the United Nations, they respect America again.
Yeah.
They're very, very respectful.
Well, when you look at the last previous administration, and we had a chance to see Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, oftentimes stand relentlessly for his nation when right. the entire world practically was coming against, you know, Israel, little
right.
Israel.
Right.
This man stood as a lion and said, no, not on my watch.
Right.
I'm going to protect my people.
Right. Even
We're
if
going to stand
firm. Alone.
Yeah, even if I stand alone. And I'm going to confront an ally that used to walk very closely with me, you know, and I'm going to say, right. no, it's not going to happen.
So we're seeing that part of the word immediately take place. We're a friend of Israel. The respect has come back from our country. The disrespect is coming from members of our country, but not from the other nations.
No.
The other nations are very... I remember we showed you the president of France who was worked his way through all the national leaders trying to get to stand beside President Trump so he could invite him to come to the celebration, their 100-year celebration in France. And it's like it's only a small amount of people who have a mic and have a camera that are in America that are feeling that way because... The respect has come back.
Well, the world respects, you know, America again. We don't have this policy of appeasement anymore. When the president launches 59 Tomahawk missiles
yes.
to Assad's base where he was, you know, doing these chemical weapons and all these people had died,
right.
that was sending a signal. While, right. you know, the president of China was sitting in his living
right.
room, this says this is not going to happen anymore.
Yeah, I would say Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea, has respect for America again.
I believe so.
Which means... less war, because people don't go to war with countries that they fear would respond.
Well, speaking of Benjamin Netanyahu, famous quote is, he says, diplomacy by strength.
Yes.
You know, diplomacy by strength. So think twice.
So we're seeing this. Let's read a little bit slower on our next one so we can soak it in. You're moving fast.
Just as fast as Mark.
Yeah, go ahead.
America will be respected once again as the most powerful and prosperous nation on the earth other than Israel. The dollar will be the strongest it has ever been in the history of the United States and will once again be the currency by which all others are judged.
Now, this is so important because, if you don't know this or not, every country, before they buy oil, they have to convert their rubies, their kronas, their shekels, their yens to dollars to buy oil. Well, we're real very, very close to losing that under the past administration. I don't want to go into the diesel. We were very close to doing that, which means this. We'd have to convert the dollars to rubies and then buy oil.
Mm-hmm.
We have to convert our dollars to the yen and then buy oil, which would have changed everything overnight. It would have been something like, you know, $40 to fill up your tank of gas, $20 to fill up your tank of gas. It would have overnight. And God intervened, and this prophecy is coming to pass. And so we're looking like we're not going to lose the dollar. And they're still going to have to, the economies of the world, and remember the plot that Demetrius Studeman saw, it was Russia, China, and North Korea plotting against the American dollar. And this is victory. This means God set up a soldier, at least for a season, that is not going to let the dollar go, which is huge. I mean, even when they caught Saddam Hussein, when they caught him hiding out, they had him with a whole bunch of
Benjamins.
Yeah, they had American dollars there with with, you know,
wads and wads of cash.
Money. And the reason why, even he, a leader of his own country, had to still convert his money with his face on it for money with our founding fathers' faces on it, because they had to convert it to dollars. He wasn't trying to, you know, hoard necessarily the dollar and say this is greater, although it was. He
had no choice.
He couldn't get oil without that. You couldn't get this oil process without that.
Not only is our nation, so, you know, one of the most, you know, giving nations in the world.
Very giving.
But our nation's people are the most giving. We've given so many to catastrophes all over the world, and America's been blessed by that.
We want to cover all this. You're right. There's just so many different ways about that. So we're seeing, this is so important because the dollar's strong, you're strong, our military's strong, all this stuff connects. Mm-hmm. Which is great. I mean, that's what God's talking about, a financial release upon blessing. If you missed our last program, God's a just God. When justice is served, financial breakthroughs coming, and that we're looking at under this presidency. Why would you not want to support our president if this is coming?
When, in fact, we're $20 trillion in debt. I mean,
I noticed, though, it's the ones who are millionaires from sports and different things like that. They're against. It's like, hey, we need our chance, too, right?
Well, just trade.
Just trade. That's it. So let's reach a little bit more here for the word.
The Spirit of God says, the enemy will quake and shake and fear this man I have anointed. They will even quake and shake when he announces he is running for president. It will be like the shot heard across the world.
Or the escalator that was shown around the world. You remember that situation? And so I remember the world leaders were ever in EU somewhere. And one smaller country got in front of President Trump. I don't know if you remember that. He just reached up, got the leader by the hand, pulled him aside, slid him back, and then he walked up. He has no fear.
None.
He has no fear. I mean, and obviously God has put that on, because this is we're seeing that God said, I'm going to do this with him. And so, you know, we're respected. So much so that, like I said, the French's president, Emmanuel, I can forget his last name right now.
Macron?
Yeah, Macron. I mean, literally, you should have seen him. They got a whole little comedic thing about it, because he's passing through 20 countries while they're all standing for a photo, and he doesn't care. He's working his way all the way through that to be able to get over to be with President Trump.
Remember the grand entrance they gave him when he went to Saudi Arabia?
Oh, yes.
I mean, it was
respect. He was surrounded by friends in Saudi Arabia who said for quite some time, you saw it on our intro for some time, that they wanted to help America all along, but the previous president wouldn't let them help.
Right. They chose to partner with the Iran side of what was going on.
Yes, and so we're just seeing the breakthrough in this whole thing. And it's exciting. So we're seeing that. So this is taking place. And so right now, that's where Kim Jong-un is just shocked. He's so used to wishy-washy, politically correct, whatever. And this president is tweeting out, it's like, Rocket Man.
So, I say, the strategy of appeasement is over.
So he literally calls him Rocket Man, Little Rocket Man. And that, I'm sure he's just shocked. He doesn't know what to do with that. Well, everybody's shocked. That's what the word was. Everybody's going to be shocked by what God, this is a mighty thing that God's doing, and God just happens to be blessing America right now, and it's exciting to see that take place. Get into the blessing. So let's read a little bit more.
The enemy will say, what shall we do now? This man knows all our tricks and schemes. We have been robbing America for decades. What shall we do to stop this? The Spirit says, ha, no one shall stop this that I have started.
This is exciting because, you know, God has really blessed America. He's blessed Israel as well. And our previous president, and it's one before that, but literally our previous president was given the whole shop away. I mean, he was spending as much as he could. You know, we were almost like $10 trillion in debt when he became president. In 8 years, he doubled that to $20 trillion. Yeah. And so what that is just giving away the store, the France.
Well, these schemes, the Paris Climate Accord, that, you know, the United States was the one nation that pulled away from it, I believe. Right. It was because we were funding it all. We were paying for it.
We were the ones cutting the check for it, which is basically a transfer of wealth taking place. So we were being robbed. And it's hard to, you know, when people are blessed, and blessing is when God just changes how things are and says, I'm just going to bless you. And he does it for his reasons. People start saying, well, just because you got more, then we should be able to steal from you. That's not how God works.
No.
You know, get blessed by God. Yeah. And God's blessed Israel. He's blessed America. And God's going to take that money and that wealth, and he's going to restore it. And we're going to open the doors to Fort Knox again, and we're actually going to see something right there. We're going to go to a break, John. But listen, we're going to continue talking about this Trump commander-in-chief prophecy. This is a pace that I can understand it, where we're talking about it. And it's very exciting. But first, I have this offer for you. Listen. Have you been waiting on the Lord? So many people are waiting to see things come to pass. Mark Taylor with his prophetic word got it in 2011. He was waiting for it to come to pass, and it's come to pass, and it's coming to pass. Well, listen, I have this offer for you right now. I just want to give it to you. Here's the details.
Offer 2041.
You know you're not saying
waiting on the
about,
Lord,
right?
Understanding your journey to your destiny in God. When God lets you in on his plans, relax and enjoy the ride. This message will bring you personal insight and wisdom along with the heavenly perspective of your life and God's plans. Joseph was a young man when God shared with him his plans, but there was a journey that he had to go on to arrive at God's amazing plans. That journey is what we all must go on, which is referred to as waiting on the Lord. Many people see waiting on the Lord as sitting there and waiting for God to force his plans into their life. And they're always being disappointed because that's not how God works in our life. The Lord has great plans for each of us, and he knows that we need to be prepared for those plans. It's on that journey that we learn to wait for his plans to manifest in our lives. Maybe you've been given a dream or a prophetic word from the Lord that declares great things, but you presently see no signs of that word in your life. If so, this message is just for you. For those who have become impatient or who have given up because of what has happened in their life, thinking that God's promise is never going to take place in their life, if so, this is for you. Everyone who watches this message will be encouraged, as all who heard it the day it was taught were also encouraged. We want to send you this offer for a free gift of any amount. Or you can become a partner by going to VFNTV.com and clicking on Partner Now. You can also write to us at 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida, 32534. Or call us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2041, waiting on the Lord, understanding your journey to your destiny in God.
VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I am pastor of a home church, and we have not filled out the paperwork to get a federal ID tax number. The question is, can the people who donate to our church deduct that from their taxes?
Churches are automatically tax-exempt under the Internal Revenue Code, Section 508. I'm not sure whether you need an ID number or not, but I wouldn't be too concerned about getting an ID number if, in fact, it's required. But what is important for you to know is that you're automatically tax-exempt as a church. If it's a legitimate church activity and a legitimate church structure, you have services, you have worship, you have baptisms, you have communion, these kind of things that make it a legitimate church organization, you're automatically tax-exempt. That means the donations made by your contributors, members of the congregation, are automatically tax deductible.
If you have a legal question or concern, visit us on our website at aclj.org.
My friend James Crocker from Stuart, Florida, he's an owner of a water blasting technologies company, wanted me to speak on the word why. And James, I've got a question. Why do you want me to speak on the word why? It's a powerful question, isn't it? In fact, I have found that that three-letter word question is one of the greatest ways to learn and grow. And I use it constantly in my conversation. When I ask somebody why, I am saying to them, what you think, what you say, what you feel is important to me. So open up your life and explain it to me. What am I doing as a listener? I'm trying to know what they know. I'm trying to learn what they have already learned. I'm trying to feel what they feel. It's a fabulous question. Great leaders ask it all the time. Why? Because they realize that that is the door that opens up to the inside of an individual that allows you and me to know them better. And if we know them better, we can relate to them better. And if we can relate to them better, we can lead them better. So, hey, the next time you're wanting to open the door in another person's life, just ask the question, why?
I want to welcome our VFN TV audience, our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and on the Gulf Coast, Monday through Friday. Also our VFN radio audience around the nation and around the world. If you've been missing our program or you
got, you know, you saying, I wish I would have got that, I would have got this. If you sign up for the Torch newsletter, go to vfntv.com. I believe in the upper right-hand corner, it says newsletter sign up. Just go there. Mm-hmm. And every single week, you're going to get a summary of what happened that week in a way that you can just kind of glance right through it and say, what do you want to watch? What do you want to hear? What do you want to share? And we want to make sure whatever way you can get it. But by signing up for the Torch, you know, that makes that possible for you. In other words, you can listen throughout the week, but you can summarize it at the end of the week to make sure that you didn't miss something that you need to know.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are going, John and I are going over the Trump prophecies, the Trump Commander-in-Chief prophecies by Mark Taylor. And we're just reading them a little bit slower and talking about them because it was so quickly. Let's just move quickly into the next one.
For the enemy has stolen from America for decades, and it stops now. For I will use this man to reap the harvest that the United States has sown for and plunder from the enemy what has stolen and return it sevenfold back to the United States.
So we're going to get a sevenfold return for everything that was stolen from America. America's been if you compare the economies of other nations, it's been just majorly blessed, but it's been drained from resources. And it's amazing what's been taking place. You look at Puerto Rico's situation was Wall Street, you know, loaning money and not expenses. You know, there's been a lot of theft going on. And God's sevenfold return.
Amen.
I know that, right? Claim it.
And reap the harvest that the United States has sown. We have blessed the nations of the world. Not just monetarily, but we've sent missionaries all over the world.
Yes, and it's, you know, the only country you can compare us to in our responses is Israel. They're beautiful in what they do as well. And
Jacob's still blessing the nations.
Yes, still blessing the nations. Let's go on with the word. Let's read some more of it.
The enemy will say, Israel, Israel. What about Israel? For Israel will be protected by America once again. The Spirit says, yes, America will once again stand hand in hand with Israel, and the two shall be as one.
We saw that the day one, the moment he became president, President Donald Trump calls up Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after 8 years of Angry Birds and comes in and says, we're together, got it worked out. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says, we haven't had a greater friend of Israel than President Trump and his family. And so immediately that happened in the context
of that. This is 2011 this was prophesied, right? 2011.
You've got to remember, that's a prophecy is God telling us something before it happens. It's history in advance.
And so we're talking about the fulfillment of what was shared.
This is exciting because you're seeing if that was fulfilled, then the other's going to be fulfilled. Let's go on to the next part.
For the ties between Israel and America will be stronger than ever, and Israel will flourish like never before. The Spirit of God says, I will protect America and Israel, for this next president will be a man of his word.
Keep going there.
When he speaks, the world will listen and know that there is something greater in him than all the others before him. This man's word is his bond, and the world and America will know this, and the enemy will fear this, for this man will be fearless.
So you're looking at that taking place. You're looking at, and it's important what you say to him because he takes you at your word, but I know that he had a Senator Strange out of Alabama that called, and he called him up to support him on the thing that they said they were going to support. Congress said they were going to restructure health care. And he just told the president, you don't have to offer me anything. I'm with you, Mr. President. Mm-hmm. And so at that response, for a man of integrity and one after his words, he went down to Alabama and stood with Senator Strange, even though Alabama was saying, we're going to go with
Judge Moore
to be, which is a great candidate.
Absolutely.
And so with that, you're looking at
kind of integrity
and
honor.
Well, just like, you know, you did me good. You stood with me. I'm going to stand with you.
That's right.
And that's unusual in today's, they go, it's not politically correct for me to do. It's like, man, you stood with me, and he came down there in the face of a man being down 20-something down on the points, and he still said, I'm going to stand with you, and he did. And he also said, of course, if Moore wins, I'm going to be supporting him. We'll work together, and Moore is saying, I want to work with the president. So, but anyway, it's just keeping your word, you know, and and that's what we're seeing.
And loyalty is something that's important to him.
Loyalty. What a concept. You know, what a concept. Let's read a little bit more.
The Spirit says, when the financial harvest begins, so shall it parallel in the spiritual for America. The Spirit of God says, in this next election, They will spend billions to keep this president in. It will be like flushing their money down the toilet.
Okay, there's two things here. The first thing is that what the Spirit is saying through this prophetic word is when the financial harvest begins, it'll be a spiritual harvest too. So we're looking at the potentially that harvest of souls that we talked about. And it takes money to bring in the harvest. I think some people did a study, I think it was Sean Bowles or other ones, did a study of how much did it cost in the Jesus movement, you know, to bring in that many souls, and how much did it cost in this movement. And it's millions of dollars. And a billion soul harvest is going to take, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to be able to bring it in, to be able to just cost some money to do it. Everybody that says it doesn't cost money just got paid from their job.
Right.
Just passed the offering plate. I mean, God chose through the economy those things happening. And so you're looking at, and then it's going to come in the spiritual as well as the natural. So when you start seeing these financial breakthroughs, understanding, and we're already seeing that.
Oh, yeah.
It's the lowest unemployment rate since in 17 years they're talking about. Mm. The stock market is the highest it's ever been in the history of America.
America is leading in producing oil to the world. We're exporting oil to the world.
Yes, we're going to be energy independent. And so then it also says that this next election coming up, which they actually already did this last one, they spent billions of dollars. You know, I think about Jeb Bush. I think about Hillary Clinton. I mean, that was just hundreds of millions of dollars just thrown
away. Set
on fire. I guess, yeah. And so so we're looking at potentially that's going to happen again this next election, that they're going to throw everything they can at the kitchen sink at this thing, this next election. But God's going to say, just let it. It doesn't work. It's not going to work. And so big thing is just believe what God said and openly talk in a positive way, and don't be quiet when people are lying about what's going on. But don't be mean. But we want to be able to say, "Wait a minute, that's not true. This is what happened." You know, we're in less than a year of this president being in office, everything has shifted.
That's right.
You wouldn't know it if you watch, secular television.
Oh yeah. And for those that don't know or are not familiar, Kim Clement also prophesied back in 2007.
And we had that in the beginning of our program.
Absolutely. Words, so these words are being confirmed by multiple sources. Yeah. And Kim Clement is a track record for his prophetic words have come
nailed
out.
Nailed it. Totally nailed it. Let's go to the next one.
Let them waste their money, for it comes from and it is being used by evil forces at work. But they will not succeed. For this next election will be a clean sweep for the man I have chosen.
So money's coming. This next election, which we see in that.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't read the book Smear, you've got to read that. And hopefully on this, you'll see it come up as an offer at some point. Because you get an understanding. As a matter of fact, I have a message called Smeared. And you need to really hear that and watch it. And hopefully you can get it. You can write to us and let us know. We'll get it. You may have it right here on this program. You can see it. Because there's a system being set up. Evil money is trying to smear what God is doing. The enemy's always trying to undo. We saw in a previous program at the United Nations where Youssef is there and he's speaking bold truth. They were shocked that truth came in in the midst of all those lies. And the look on their faces is like, you've been lying that long. You were shocked to hear truth happen. Well,
they've been
shocked.
Smearing the apple of God's eye for
Israel,
so long.
They
Israel.
Have. And now you're looking at, that it's evil money coming up. And when you see people, and a lot of people sometimes stand with something they don't understand. They have personal reasons. I think people are being used. I think people's narrative, their true pain, again, is being used. And people have legitimate issues, and they're not lying when they're saying this happened and that happened. But there's this other force back there that's using them to be able to push their political narrative. Like happened in Puerto Rico. When you're watching Puerto Rico is suffering from the Hurricane Maria, President Trump's bringing all these resources in Operation Blessed and Samaritan's Purse, but they went to go use our citizens in Puerto Rico to be able to promote some political platform instead of getting out there, get out of your helicopter, quit taking pictures, and bring some food to the people, and bring some water to the people. And that's what we saw happen in Texas, but they tried to use Puerto Rico as a political issue, instead of caring about the Puerto Rican people, our American citizens are there. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to finish this prophetic word. It's called Trump Commander-in-Chief Prophecy by Mark Taylor. Join us after the break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, we're here in Mexico City where a really big earthquake hit today. There's still a lot of affected areas. There's a lot of collapsed buildings still in the city. It's not just this city that's affected. It's also the surrounding towns, Morelia, Cuernavaca, a few others. So Operation Blessing has been mobilizing its mobile kitchens to provide support. The city collapsed with traffic. Everyone's trying to get everywhere. So we mobilized a unit of motorcycles to make sure that we brought water to the affected areas and brought support to those areas that are still collapsed. Thank you so much for everything you do. This can only be done with your support. Thank you so much for helping us to be here.
Precision Overhead Garage Door Service, proudly serving the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all of your new garage door needs and repairs. Just listen to one of our satisfied customers.
We at Hill Kelly Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram went with Precision Doors because they gave us the best quote to begin with. But it turns out that they give us the best quality, their integrity, they've been true to their word, and they've been there every time we needed them.
Whether residential or commercial, don't sacrifice quality or service. Call Precision Garage Door Service first.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Patton, and I want to invite you to try our delicious, mouth-watering, and fresh seafood that we have prepared for you.
I really love the oysters. They're not overcooked. They're always nice, plump, and juicy.
The fish is great, fresh, and the prices, you can't beat them.
I enjoy the food, the service is outstanding, and the prices are just right.
We caught it, we seasoned it, we cooked it, and the only thing that's missing is you.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are reading, going over the Trump Commander-in-Chief prophecy that Mark Taylor was given in 2011 that we see come to pass in America. It's amazing when you're seeing this, and it's encouraging. Parts that have happened is encouraging, but what God's going to do.
Very, very encouraging.
Very encouraging. And so, you know, when it starts raining gold, get your pockets open, you know what
I'm
saying?
That's right, get the buckets out.
What's what the young lady said, that umbrellas like this, you know, right? And she's talking about when God's blessing you, she says, it's like a funnel, hold like this and let God bring the blessing in, right?
That's right.
And so we're reading the Trump prophecy that's taking place right now, so you know, slower than Mark was reading it. And let's read, this is the next part we want to talk about. Go ahead.
They, the enemy, will say things about this man, but it will not affect them. And they shall say it rose off him like the duck. For as the feathers of the duck protect it, so shall my feathers protect this next president.
So literally, it's the feathers of God. You read Psalm 91 that talks about he that abides under the shadow of the yes. wings of Almighty, you know. And you're seeing, you know, because you look at this, and I know that the people, evildoers.
2011 now, yeah, 2011.
This is 2011. And if you would have saw, you know, post-presidency, you know, Donald Trump prior to that, he was more responsive to things. But mm-hmm. as he entered into, it's like things have just increased in regards to, it's like water off a duck's back.
Yeah.
And
that's a lot of water because it's a lot of attack.
It is a flood.
Yeah.
This is like Noah's flood yeah. of darkness and evil and lies. And I'm sure they're shocked. It's like, we put everything out there.
Emptying all the, yeah. you know, tax we
it had. It's a Russia thing. It's a this thing. It's a that thing. How about this thing? And he's like, stop. Yeah. He even got to the point he started talking about his wife's shoes. And it's like,
are you kidding me?
People are suffering in Hurricane. And so you're seeing that take place. And he just goes, man, that's bad.
He keeps it moving.
And he keeps on moving. So this is 2011 when this was said. And you're looking at that word, it's amazing. So you want to pray for your president, pray for our president, that God would continue to protect him. And he's taking these blows. I mean, God is obviously fending them off, is what the word is saying here. But he's a human being. We want to pray and encourage them in the context of this. And don't be ashamed of a leader you voted for that is leading your country well. And God's word says, pray for those in authority over you, which means on your social media, you don't want to be mean and stuff, but you want to say, thank you.
Yeah.
Great job.
You have at least five reasons, at least five, to be supportive of this president. He's the first president that's been so open, supportive of Christians and ministers. I've never seen a U.S. president allow ministers to lay hands and pray for them in the Oval Office on camera. He's the first.
And Rick Joyner says when the ministers come into the room and begin to speak, other people can speak. And he's like, oh, whatever. Yeah. I mean, even if you're a leader of another country. But all of a sudden, when the ministers begin to speak, he just has a reverence about that.
We told Pat Robertson, I want to hear from them.
Yeah.
Told Pat Robertson, I want to hear from them.
Yeah.
You know, he's like I said, pro-Christian. He is pro-life. Yeah. He is pro-Constitution.
Well, pro-Christian is important because you had the Johnson Amendment, which Lyndon B. Johnson put in, that basically supposedly snuffed the church's voice out.
Right.
It says you'll lose your nonprofit status, which you really can't do according to the First
Amendment. If you talk about political things.
And he's already defunded that immediately, where the IRS doesn't have any money to go investigate you. And it's all off money, so they're not going to go spend their own money to do that.
Not only that, but all the court cases that were happening in the previous administration seemed if you stood for God and the Constitution, you were an enemy of the state.
They were investigating those applications. And so you're looking at the one that was heading up IRS. You remember she was part of all the
Lois Lerner.
Yes. And so this is huge, because once the church is God is setting some major things up, because the church is going to have no excuses.
None.
Because you're going to be able to say whatever you want to say. Every American, just because you're a Christian, you should not be told that you don't have a voice. President Trump said he looked down and was being interviewed in the Trump Towers at a man standing on the street corner, and he was sharing his thoughts. This guy was saying something. He goes, that man on the street corner has more rights and can speak more of his word than the church can. He said, that's not right. Because just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you should not be able to talk.
That's right.
They've muzzled the voice of Christians in a narrative sense since LBJ. And the plan that they loosed on America through Lyndon B. Johnson has repressed American, because prior to Lyndon B. Johnson, the most successful family unit in America was the African American family.
Yeah.
They were successful. There was a husband and a wife and a family. And now today, thanks to the programs of LBJ that was loosed, 70% of African American children are born out of wedlock.
Yeah.
And the father is absent in the context of that. If you're married, you know, I believe that it's like 8% of African American couples, only 8% of them are in poverty. But if you shift over to single African American mothers with their children, it's a very high poverty rate. And that's what that system promoted, instead of promoting family and empowering people.
Yeah.
And all that's, and that's unjust. So this blessing we talked about in our previous program, you got to hear if you haven't, God's going to bless you, because stuff's been stolen from you, your freedom's been stolen from you, and God's justice is going to come.
Justice delayed is not justice denied.
Whew, I'm feeling the Lord when I'm talking about it right now. So don't pay attention to the government, pay attention to God, because God's going to bless you. The government's supposed to represent you, not take you over.
Yeah.
And so I'm pumped about that. So we're seeing, we got to learn the lessons. The Lord told me early on is to watch what's going to be happening in this next presidency before it happens. He told me that in October 2016 that Donald Trump would be president. And I'm talking to his ministers. They were like, don't take him. That's what God said.
Yeah.
He says he's going to be president. It's like, it's prophecy. You got to know in advance. But in the context, he's bold. He believes whatever he believes in. He announces it and he sticks to his guns. The church needs to be bold in what we believe.
That's right.
To be sticking like that. And no matter what people say about you, and they say everything about us, just continue to do what God's called you to do.
Because of ridicule, they kept themselves silent.
Right.
You've got to be willing to be able to stand,
Yeah.
Things you said this for years. You can either be popular or you can be powerful, but you better choose.
Both.
You can't be them both.
Can't be them both. And ridicule is one of the tools. If you haven't read the book The Smear, or actually seen my message called The Smear, you got to see that, because that is exactly what they try to do, is just ridicule you. And you got to just realize it's just a weapon. They're fearful. They're throwing those things out because that's all they have. They don't have anything else. We have one more part of this Trump commander-in-chief prophecy. Let's read this and this could close it out.
Even mainstream news media will be captivated by this man and the abilities that I have gifted him with. And they will even begin to agree with him, says the Spirit of God.
Wow.
Now, you know, that has to be a miracle for them to agree, the mainstream media to agree with what he's saying.
They're going to trickle in, you know, trickling in. The people that voted for him are now trying to trickle out.
Yeah.
But you're seeing, you know, the word that we gave from Gaunt.
Bill Yant,
in regards to the anchors are going to be falling out of their seat. And we're watching this take place. You know, media as we know it is shifting and is transforming. That's why it's so important to find out who your tribe is.
Yeah.
You need to connect to, you know, that apostolic tribe, that family. Not, you don't just need to go to church. It's time for you to be the church and connect with other believers and be the family God's called us to be, because things are shifting. You're still going to get, you know, the things that you need in your life. It's going to come differently. It's not going to come because you sat in front of a TV set and it happened that way. It's going to come because you connected to what the family stream, if you would, that God's calling you to be a part of.
The mainstream media, I believe, is today where the newspaper was, where everyone wanted that newspaper and it went away.
Yeah.
Listen, traditional media, traditional news, it's going away. So you better get the shift.
I know we got to close it. But, you know, when we first started, and you know, 5 years plus ago, we had newspapers were out, and who would have ever thought? But we've been in the transition.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we're watching newspapers fall. They're trying to grab different things.
Big boasts.
Yeah, and it's what it is the voices are falling. I believe if they would have actually been honest in their delivering of the news and trying to manipulate the political atmosphere and put things that are not true and overcharge businesses to be able to run an ad in their paper and different things like that. But it's all falling. It's all falling. But other things are going to rise up and take their place. You're going to be able to get things specifically, you know, connected to you if you connect to what's going on. One way to do that is connect to VFN TV and VFN Kingdom Business. You can find out more about that on our website at vfnkb.org. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for speaking in 2011 to Mark Taylor. And we thank you, Lord, for Mary Colbert, who took this word, and everybody that prayed. And we thank you, Lord, you set this up. Lord, and we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you the economy is breaking through. We thank you, Lord God, that spiritual breakthroughs have come.
Yes,
Father God. We thank you for God that the word is that Supreme Court justices more is going to be replaced with what you have in store to be able to put on the Supreme Court, Lord. We thank you that media is going to start getting an agreement what this president's doing, God. And we thank you, Lord. You're the one that stands up and you're the one that takes down. You're the one that raises a nation up and you're the one that calls one down, Lord. And we thank you for the blessing and the grace that you put on our nation, Father God. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, like you're doing, I can see the tremors of it. End abortion in America. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTB.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Listen, it is so important. You've got to learn God's voice. You've got to be able to hear his voice and obey. And we call that abiding. We talk about it all the time. There's a reason why, because what's about to happen, your only hope and your only chance of survival is that you know God and survival in the context of living through this in a way that you're free, is to know God, to abide with God, to hear his voice and obey it. As a matter of fact, even Rick's talking about it right now. Listen up.
Things coming out we really need to pay attention to and get ready. But the simplicity of devotion to Christ is absolutely essential. The simplicity. And our response, we need to hear his word. We need to get to know his voice better. Be absolutely resolved to know his voice better. And we need to get better at obeying his voice. Then we'll be on the rock. It doesn't matter what storms come, we're on the rock.
Listen, that's so very, very important because, listen, God loves, if you'll study God, if you'll study his word,
that you'll understand he always rescues his people. He always has a plan to bring us out. You have to listen to his plan. You have to know him. You have to understand how to hear his voice. Yeah. And we even have on VFN TV where you can actually, you know, listen how to hear the voice of God. But listen, right now, you need to begin to abide with God, just like Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries is saying. And if you don't have a plan, we have a plan for you, a simple plan. It needs to be simple. It doesn't need to be tied into technology. And it's at iabide.org. We have a free plan for you. Go request your plan today at iabide.org.